Hi, this is Paul Marks, host and producer of Multifamily Matters. Today we're going to air the best of Multifamily Matters. It's a very educational and informative episode, so listen and enjoy the best of Multifamily Matters.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of winning the war for multifamily talent during the Great Resignation. Joining me today in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Jennifer Stachokas, Executive Managing Director of Property Management at Western Wealth Communities. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Paul. Great to be here.
So we've actually discussed on past shows the hiring issues that multifamily is having today. But what you hear on the news, it's not just multifamily; it's a universal problem. But multifamily is hit pretty hard because there are certain positions within the multifamily industry that are more difficult to find than others. And by the way, just your opinion, I've always believed that even before we had the pandemic that it was difficult to find good people in multifamily. It's always been a challenge. What's your opinion?
Couldn't agree with you more, Paul. So it's always been a challenge, especially at the on-site level, to find talent, but COVID has exacerbated that. And what I would say is we have essential workers on site. And even though in the press we may not have been known as essential workers, that is what our maintenance teams are. That is what our office teams are. And it's been very challenging for them as it's been a stressful time being in and out of residents' homes during a pandemic.
Yeah, and I know this is something you're passionate about. So let's talk about some of the research that you're aware of out there about what's going on with hiring and some of the issues that we have.
Absolutely. There's so much out there, but I'll highlight just a couple different pieces of information. So there was the 2021 Apartment Visionaries Research Report that was released recently, and that was done in conjunction with Grace Hill and LeaseLock. And the most cited challenge was retaining and hiring talent, and that was 53% of respondents said that was an issue that they had. I mean, again, that's no surprise as hiring has been an issue, but again, with the tight labor market, workplace organization, and remote work, coming into the pandemic, it's definitely shown that that's a challenge. And then the crazy thing is that corporate level respondents cited that as their biggest challenge at 82%.
Wow. And then you've got NAA, I know, has done some research as well.
They sure have. And they did a very similar report, and it shows the same kind of trend. And it's 3/4 of the respondents selected HR, staffing, and recruitment as one of their top three challenges, with over half of those respondents noting it as their primary challenge. So saying what keeps me up at night, this is definitely the top thing, thinking about how we can attract, retain, and just keep people motivated in this tight labor market.
Now, Western Wealth Communities, you've had some challenges that you've dealt with that. What are some of the things you focused on?
Absolutely. So I'm in a really unique situation. So Western Wealth Capital is the parent company, and they decided to bring management in-house. And this was right before COVID was becoming a thing. And we still went forward with the business plan. So in March 2020, I came on board. We decided to build a property management company right in the middle of COVID.
I was gonna say, yeah.
So it was pretty exciting. So that was a number one challenge. Number one, having to build a company from scratch, but then also do it while you're dealing with, you know, a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely very challenging. But one thing that we saw as it respected talent is if you're going to be a people first company, you have to invest in the people. And so one of my very first corporate hires was a director of recruiting to really make sure that we had the right people in the right seat and that we were attracting the right people and then keeping them long term at the organization.
And that really is a critical position if you're dealing with these challenges today with the Great Resignation, the remote working. You really kind of have to have some either visionary or or a crystal ball to kind of look and figure out what you need to do. Tell us a little bit about how you dealt with all those things.
Sure, absolutely. So I would say she's kind of our secret weapon, and now we have a team. Mm-hmm. So a lot of organizations never really invested in the recruiting side of the business. They left that task to their on-site teams to try and attract and retain talent. And that becomes very challenging because we often hear people say they're too busy. Mm-hmm. So if you're short-staffed, what's your number one problem? You need to get staffed. Yeah. You know, you need to get the people in the seats doing the right thing, working towards the vision and mission of the company. And sometimes we find people say that they're too busy to do that, but they keep, you know, compounding the problem by not quickly interviewing, quickly making decisions, and then getting people in place and training them and getting them up to speed on where they need to be.
You know, when you mentioned that right at the beginning of COVID that you decided or the parent company decided to bring management in-house. Just for the benefit of our listeners, give some context. How many assets are we talking about? How many units are we talking about?
Sure. So since April of 2020, when we rolled our first properties into the portfolio, we are now at, we'll end the year, excuse me, at 51 properties and about 13,500 units.
Wow.
So it's astronomical growth.
Yes.
Over 18 months. And so we currently sit at about 340 employees. So that means the recruiting team and all of our hiring managers had to hire 340 people plus take into account the turnover that's taken place. So it's really a large task to think about.
Yeah. And you know, you would think that, well, if you're taking existing properties in-house to manage, that's easy. You just hire the existing employees that are there, but it's not that easy. Talk a little bit about that challenge.
It absolutely is not that easy. So oftentimes people have created a great culture in their organization. So those employees want to stay with their company. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily loyal to the property, but they're loyal to the company. And we certainly respect that. We did have opportunities to go in and meet with the staff on most occasions. And in many occasions, we were successful in really sharing the vision of what we were trying to build as our management company, how we put people first, and how we want to provide opportunities for people to grow their career and move further along.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the interview process that you went through.
Sure. So the interview process, to get people up to speed, is we immediately do pre-screening with our recruiting team. And then once they basically talk to a candidate, they feel that there's somebody that fits within the culture and has the skill set to meet the position that we're looking to fill, they then type up their notes, send it to the hiring manager, and the hiring manager talks to those two or three top candidates to really get a feel for how that candidate can fit within the organization. Some great things that we've done to really entice new employees is we've started doing signing bonuses for maintenance employees. So we definitely have challenges on all on-site positions, but the largest challenge that we face is related to maintenance. So we've started doing signing bonuses, like I mentioned. Another thing is we've always done employee referrals, but thinking about, shouldn't our employee referral match what that signing bonus would be? Mm-hmm. So the best referral you can get is somebody that somebody already knows and really appreciates and understands the culture of the organization. So we've done that. As of January, we're rolling out benefits on day one. So instead of having a waiting period, we want people to be able to realize their benefits immediately, especially in a challenging time dealing with a pandemic. We've gone through a full compensation analysis. So making sure that we're paying employees fairly from a base salary as well as their bonus. And again, trying to keep them in place and motivated. We've also increased the employee discount. So for anybody that's in an on-call position, so a property manager, a maintenance supervisor, or a maintenance technician, they now receive a 50% bonus if they live and work at the same property. So again, trying to create that sticky factor. So if they really like where they live and they like where they work, we're really likely to keep them employed in our organization. Some other cool things is we've also provided a backpack that's logoed with our company and includes all the tools that a maintenance technician would need to be successful on their first day on the job. And again, giving them the tools to be successful, paying for certifications, paying for training. And then one other quick thing that we're looking for doing in 2022 is changing our rate of pay. So instead of doing biweekly pay, looking at paying on a weekly basis to really keep up with the gig economy. When I was at Kroger the other day, they're actually advertising next day pay.
Wow.
So thinking about how can we compete with the other service industries and be competitive.
We've got about a minute left in this segment. So I want to ask you, I mean, you've had a rich history of being in multifamily, working for some major companies. What you just described as these incentives is something that probably wasn't being done at those companies. What kind of a difference have you seen as far as the results?
Great question. So we are seeing that we're able to attract talent. So when you work for some of the large organizations, you're able to hire people based off of the name of the company. We really have to prove ourselves as an underdog and show that we're really people focused and we're invested in their success. And I think making these changes has certainly made the difference.
And the quality of the employees is you're finding those to be excellent as well.
Absolutely, because they completely buy into our culture. And they understand that this is the place they want to be, that this is a once-in-a-lifetime career experience to build a management company from scratch and make it their own company.
Fantastic. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back after this short break with more of this episode. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of winning the war for multifamily talent during the Great Resignation. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Jennifer Stachokas, Executive Managing Director of Property Management at Western Wealth Communities. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Jennifer, we talked a lot in the beginning about the hiring challenges and was very excited to hear some of the things that you're doing at Western Wealth. Let's talk a little bit about that process and the fact that one of the things that I think you believe is important is continuous listening. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So there's so many times in life and at work that you're hearing what people saying, but you're not really listening to what they're saying. And so as a company, we've really dedicated resources, time, and attention to having a continuous learning process in place. And so what that means is you really have to not be defensive. You have to listen to the constructive feedback that your employees are giving you. And so when we think about our business model at Western Wealth, we have a three-legged approach. So we really visualize the stool with three legs. And the three legs are our investors, because we're an owner of real estate, our employees, and then community. And so I always believe that if you take care of number two and number three, so the employees, and give back to your community, it will automatically take, you know, take care of number one, the investors. You'll be able to drive result for investors. And so when we think about that approach, we have to think about how are we going to accomplish this? And a listening tool is the best way to do it. And so a couple of ways that we've been able to leverage that at Western Wealth is, first off, we rolled out Swift Bunny, which is a continuous learning tool. It allows us to have those touch point surveys that go out to employees. And so since we are a newer company, we're still in that process of completing our baseline survey and then moving into the life cycle surveys. And so from our baseline survey, we had 48% respond to the survey, which we really were aiming for about 60%. But you have to gain people's trust. So when you roll out tools like this, people are very nervous that it's not confidential, and they're afraid that there could be retaliation. And so we really had to encourage people to complete the survey. But what we did find is that there's a Swift Money Index, so basically benchmarking your company against the industry, and we found that we actually ranked above what the index was. But that doesn't mean that you can just sit back and relax and say, we're doing a great job, we don't need to do anything else. It means that we have to be even more actively engaged and making sure that we're taking action off of the results that we've received. So that result, or that survey, gave us back our top five successes. So again, you have to celebrate those things, but then you have to move on and you have to keep doing those things the way that you're doing them. And then we also focused on our top five opportunities and came up with an action plan. And so we did our town hall meeting with our employees to roll out and really talk about those challenges and things that we were going to do to address that. No surprise to anybody, the number one challenge is wages, right? People always want to be, you know, really think about what's in it for them and how does it impact my wages. So we did that full comprehensive compensation analysis, and we're in the process of level setting and right setting our comp and our bonuses for our employees.
And by the way, Swift Bunny is a great company and a great tool to use, and we've been honored to have them on our show before. So is it important, or isn't it important, when you do get this information, to show your employees that you're actually not only taking it seriously, but something is happening as a result of their participation in surveys and so forth?
It is critical, Paul. So if you don't take action on the survey results, your response rates will just dwindle to nothing, because people will say, okay, they say they want my feedback, but they're not doing anything about it. And so another survey example that I can give you is, prior to rolling out Swift Bunny, we did a full benefits survey. So we wanted to make sure that we were competitive in the marketplace, and actually more competitive. We wanted to do things differently than the other management companies in the space are doing. And so we rolled out and gave them about 15 different options and allowed our employees to rank of importance what they would like to see their company do. And so some things that we were immediately able to change, and it's a continual process that we're working on, is the number one thing that came back across all markets. So we're currently in Las Vegas, Houston, Dallas, and Phoenix, and across all disciplines, corporate as well as maintenance and office staff, is that they wanted more paid holidays. And that was a pretty easy one to be able to accomplish. So for 2022, we've rolled out Juneteenth and Veterans Day as paid holidays for our employees. Very well received when we announced that change. The second thing, which I think would be no surprise to anybody, is that they wanted cheaper insurance premiums. So with the pandemic happening, more and more people getting sick, and especially with FFCRA expiring, they wanted a way to make sure that they had the proper insurance for themselves and their family. And so this year we were able to contribute an additional $100 per month to our employees' premiums. And that actually kicks in 2022. So that was very well received from our employees, because, again, it's not only hearing what they're saying, but listening what they're saying and putting it into action. And then a couple other quick things that we did is, for 2022, we are rolling out employer-sponsored short-term disability. So that covers us not only from short-term illness, but also if somebody wants to go out on maternity leave, to know that they have the insurance to be able to do that. We're also rolling out benefits day one, so there's no waiting period. And then something else that has been very important in our industry is talking about wellness. And so not just worrying about people professionally, but also personally. And so in conjunction with our HR partner, we were able to roll out a couple complimentary online services for our team members. So they now get access to a free Peloton membership, as well as a free Apple Fitness Plus membership that provides meditation or exercise or nutrition tips to really balance them from their life and their work.
You know, all of that is wonderful. My question would be, when you're starting from scratch with a brand new company, obviously they brought you in to put this all in place, not just the benefits and the employees, but obviously to manage all of the assets. How do you get buy-in from the people that created this, you know, idea that this is something we need to do, and it's going to be possibly more costly than what other people are doing? And, you know, sometimes we see in this industry, as well as other industries, this is the way everybody does it, so that's the way we're going to do it. But this is, you know, this is kind of a radical idea from that. How do you get that buy-in from your investors and the people that are paying for it?
Absolutely. It's a great question. And it goes back to the two owners and the founders of our company. And they've always said that they want to do things differently in multifamily to really affect change. And one of our mottos is, we use a hashtag, and it's BSU. And I'm going to make it the nice version of it, but it's blow stuff up.
Yeah.
Meaning we want to do things differently. So just because that's the way it's always been done in multifamily, that's not the way we want to do it. We think we can get the same results or better results by doing it different. So investing in people, putting more money behind people, giving them the benefits and the tools they need to succeed. And we know that that will in turn pay off for our investors. And we made mistakes, right? So any new company, you're moving fast. You've got a pandemic going on. There were things we missed, things that we didn't do right, but we immediately course corrected. A perfect example is, we were writing our employee handbook, and we have one for corporate employees as well as our on-site employees. And it was just a complete oversight, but we had our very first employee had a death in the family. Mm-hmm. And luckily, they brought it to my attention that our employee handbook said that we did not pay for bereavement, which of course was not the case. Mm-hmm. So it was brought to my attention. We immediately were able to correct it for the employee. We changed the employee handbook that day. We had an all hands call to let the team members know we made a mistake. It was a complete oversight. We're changing this and making it right. And then encouraging them that we have an open door policy. It's our company, not just our two founders and our two owners. It's every single person that works in the organization. It's our company. And the only way we can get better is if we all give our voice and give feedback.
I know you'd mentioned the different markets you're in. We've got about a minute left in this segment. But I would imagine part of your job and what you do when you go visit markets, like today you're visiting Houston, which is where our radio show is located. Part of what you do is to be the ambassador for the company when you see these employees. Mm-hmm. What type of feedback do you get?
Absolutely. So it's very well received, because I think you need to be open and transparent with employees. So one of my favorite ways to spend my day, and which was yesterday, Monday, I was out on all of our Houston assets, shaking hands, meeting employees, visiting with existing employees. And something that goes a long way is remembering people's names and something personal about them. So I study before I go to a property to make sure I know who I'm visiting, and something that I either exhibited from the last visit or something just in communication with them that has touched or, you know, made a memory for me. And I think I get a ton of great feedback. It's really the best way that you can spend the day and show people that you're invested in their success and really want them to succeed as individuals.
And I guess, you know, one of the few times people enjoy and look forward to seeing the boss come into town.
Right. It should never be an intimidating thing. It should be a welcome surprise.
That's right. Well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back with our next segment of this episode right after this break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of winning the war for multifamily talent during the Great Resignation. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Jennifer Stachokas, Executive Managing Director of Property Management at Western Wealth Communities. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Jennifer, we've talked about a lot of things as far as the issues and challenges with employees and all the importance of continuous listening. Let's talk a little bit about other ways to create more engaged employees. What are some of the things that you try to do?
Absolutely. So in our last episode, we talked about that three-legged stool, and mm-hmm. community is one of those legs. And it's something that's really foundational to our culture, to our vision and our mission as an organization, is really giving back to the communities where we live and work. And so our entire business plan is that we provide workforce housing. And so I often tell people we buy the ugliest property on the block, and then we come in and make it the most beautiful. And we often transform neighborhoods by doing this. And what we're then able to do by transforming neighborhoods is give back to the community. So get involvement from the local police department, get involvement from the fire department. And then we have two signature events that we do each year. And I'll talk in detail about each of those on how we're able to give back. But the first is our We've Got Your Back initiative. And it takes place right before the school year. And we do have a lot of children that live in our communities. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, it could be a real strain for them to buy all of the school supplies and the backpack to set themselves up for success for that school year. And so we advertise and allow the parents to know that that's one less thing that they're going to have to worry about. So we do a big event where they can come into the office. We have the backpacks that are fully stocked, and we have multiple different patterns that they can choose from. And then we also, in some of our properties, will do food trucks. We may have a comedian. We may have a bouncy house. At one of our properties, we had a petting zoo, something that not only allows a family to come in, pick a backpack, and then leave. It allows them to stay, meet other children in the neighborhood, meet other parents in the neighborhood, and really create those connections. So it's one of our most exciting events. I love when I get to go out to the properties and give backpacks out to children. And the fun thing is, because we offer so many different patterns and colors, we allow the children to choose what they want. Mm. So they get, this year, you know, the big ones were unicorns and cars and the tie-dye backpacks. And just to see the smiles on the children's faces and how it really changes their day and gets them excited for school. But also you can see the relief on the parents' face that, again, that's one less thing that they're going to have to take care of and know that that's done and they're ready and their child's prepared for school.
And let me just ask you a question about it, because that's a wonderful program. Is that something that you budget for in the assets actual budget that at that particular time of year you're going to be doing this, and this is how much we're putting for that?
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
And then so we budget for that, and then we also ask for some sponsorships. So from some of our investor partners, some of the brokers that we work with, and some of our supplier partners, we also ask if they'd like to participate in any way. If not, it's completely fine because it's something that's part of our mission, and we're absolutely willing to pay for that. Another great point, too, is I did bring up police and fire, but we have them at many of those events. And for some children, you know, it can be intimidating to meet a police officer. Mm-hmm. But this is a way where a police officer is handing them a backpack, maybe patting them on the back or giving them a handshake and letting them know that they're there in the community to help and keep them safe. And I think it sets that relationship off on the right foot, which has been fantastic.
That's great. Talk a little bit about your other big item you do every year.
Absolutely. This one is near and dear to my heart. So rent-free Christmas. Mm. So every December, we ask all of our property managers and their teams to nominate a deserving resident or family that they think could really benefit from having December rent for free. And so they work together as a team. They have to vote and come to consensus. And then they bring it to the leadership team to decide who's going to receive that free rent. We then collect all of those stories. So we ask them to actually write up a story on why they're nominating this family or resident. And then we circulate a survey amongst all of our employees, and we vote on, you know, kind of those stories that are most touching or most moving and we really feel could make an additional benefit. And for those families this year, I believe we did 14 families that received the full Christmas experience is what we call it. So it's valued at $750. And we then have the on-site teams talk to those families and ask them, what would make you have a really memorable Christmas? For some of them, they don't even have a Christmas tree, or they would really like food, you know, to put on the table. The most, you know, most of them really want a wish list of gifts. And so we ask them, what would your children like? What would you like to receive for Christmas to make it really memorable? We go out and buy those gifts. We wrap them. We invite the family into the leasing office, and we do a full presentation to them. And it's really life-changing for some people. So if you think about getting a free month's rent plus Christmas up to $750, that's absolutely life-changing for people. And they feel like they're completely vested and part of that community. So my biggest honor is being able to facilitate and give those gifts to the residents and be very proud of the teams that we've put together, that they give their all and they fully understand how it's impacting the lives of those residents.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I just saw a social media post that you were featured in maybe yesterday or the day before, where you actually were presenting, and I think it was a property in Phoenix, and a gentleman named Mr. D. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell us a little bit about him. I thought it was a wonderful story, and it really touched me. And I could tell from the comments on the post how many people were touched by it. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So Mr. D is an amazing resident. He's lived at our community for about 13 years. We've only managed it for a little over a year and a half, but he's lived there. And he literally every day meets our maintenance team at the shop at 7 a.m. and he gives them knuckles. So he fist pumps and they call it, he gives them knuckles. And he's there to just greet them, give them a positive start to their day, give them encouragement. Mr. D also goes around property, and if he sees trash, he picks it up. He takes pride in the community that he lives in, and he fully respects our team and the efforts that they give. And so the feeling is absolutely mutual. And so when the email went out about choosing that resident, they knew that Mr. D was the one. So he does have a small disability, but he doesn't allow that disability to define who he is or limit him from what he does. And so he, you know, for his wish list, wanted some items that he could wear to work. And his number one wish is he is a huge Buffalo Bills fan. And so he wanted a Josh Allen jersey. And so that was the last gift that we gave him. And it was so touching as he's opening the gifts. Literally, it was a razor. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, jeans. It was work pants, work boots. And just the joy on his face when he opened each of those items. But it was absolutely indescribable when he opened that jersey. He looked at all of us and said, can I put this on now? And he said, I'm not taking it off. So to provide joy for somebody where it may seem like to some of our listeners, getting a jersey is something very simple, that meant the world to him. and, you know, he will continue to be a valued resident. He basically said he never wants to move out and just really enjoys the efforts that our on-site teams give every day.
And we've got about 2 minutes left in the segment. Tell me a little bit about, I mean, obviously, when you promote that on social media, there's people all over the world that are seeing that. But how does it affect the on-site team?
Mm-hmm. It completely affects them because, number one, they see that often on-site team members, they only hear the negative, right? The residents coming in complaining. There's always an issue that's being dealt with. The manager is dealing with, you know, supplier partners, with residents, with employee issues that come up. And when they have an opportunity to have such a moment of joy, it just completely transforms them. And they understand that they're doing something bigger than just working at a property. They're changing people's lives. They're changing the way real estate can be transacted. And we're not just changing the way things are being done. We're positively impacting the return that we're able to give to investors. So happy employees lead to happy residents, lead to happy returns for investors. And I think our employees absolutely embrace that. And they understand that this is their opportunity to give back, to feel good about it, and to continue to do that moving forward.
We got about 45 seconds left in the segment, but I want to ask you, talk about other volunteer opportunities and outreach that you do.
Absolutely. So through our Swift Bunny baseline survey, we were able to ask our employees what other organizations were meaningful to them. So now we know moving into 2022 where we need to spend our focus. So definitely anything around children, around shelters, around homelessness. And we started off one of our first events in Phoenix through St. Vincent de Paul, where we did a pizza making activity. So every Friday night, they bring teams in to make pizzas for the homeless people. So they get to make pizza and they get to serve it to people that are in need. And our team was able to do that in conjunction with the Phoenix PD, which again is a great opportunity. We got very fortunate to be paired with the PD. And they can see the efforts that we're doing, and we can see the efforts that they're giving back to our community as well.
Fantastic. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back right after these messages with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of winning the war for multifamily talent during the Great Resignation. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Jennifer Stachokas, Executive Managing Director of Property Management at Western Wealth Communities. I do want to let our listeners know that, especially our supplier partners, listeners know that if you have the desire to learn more about some of the sponsorship opportunities we have, please contact us through our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Jennifer, finding employees and attracting employees, that's part of the war. Another part is retaining the employees you have. Talk a little bit about that, and I know you have some hashtags that you like to use.
Absolutely. So really, to win the war on talent, you have to shut the back door, right? You can't allow employees to leave. We have to figure out ways to keep them engaged and keep them at the organization. But really, to retain employees, you have to understand what your culture is and how you can leverage that. And so we do have a couple of hashtags that we utilize. One that I mentioned in an earlier episode is BSU. So it's blow stuff up. And again, imagine that there might be another word that we actually use in there, but I'm not going to say it on the radio. But it's doing things differently. You know, looking at real estate in a different way, you know, not going along with the status quo. And we don't like the terms, that's the way we've always done it, or that's the way the industry always does it. We want to do it different. We want to get better results and better returns. Our other one is we've got your back. So WGYB, you've heard me talk in an earlier episode about that signature event that we do, but it's larger than that as well. So when you think about helping employees, when somebody got sick with COVID, our team members stepped in and helped. So we've got your back. We're there to help you in any way we possibly can, personally and professionally. And then the other one that our CEO uses quite a bit is TMY, which is That's My Village. So you've heard Hillary Rodham Clinton talk about it takes a village.
Right.
In a company, it takes a village to start a management company during a pandemic, you know, to grow astronomically like we are, going from zero properties to 51 in the matter of 18 months. So it takes a village. It's not one person that does it. It's multiple people giving their all, understanding the culture and buying into that.
And other ways that you try to help to retain the employees that you've made an investment in, and they've made an investment in you. Recognition. What do you do with that?
Absolutely. You have to celebrate, right? So our business can be so much negative. There can be so many things coming at us that can beat you down. And so we really try and flip that on its head and celebrate the best way we possibly can. So with birthdays, for instance, every single employee at the company gets a cake sent to them, cake or cookies, you know, crumble cookies or nothing but cake, either to their home or to their office so they can celebrate with their team or celebrate with their family. It's something that's really touching. And I get texts or emails from employees all the time saying how much that really meant to them. And in some cases, it may be the only recognition of their birthday that they receive. With anniversaries, we just have gone through our first cycle this past year of 1 year anniversaries. And so we make a big deal out of it. So for our 1 year anniversary as a management company, we held a party and we celebrated. It was a big deal to start the company in a short amount of time during a pandemic. And then we celebrate all of our 1 year anniversaries through a luncheon where we bring those people together. We allow them to have what I call a moment of stillness. So when you're on site, you're constantly being pulled in multiple directions. You're completing work orders, you're turning apartments, you're touring apartments, you're dealing with a resident. And this allows them to come and actually have lunch and sit and enjoy and have a conversation. And some of my most meaningful times with employees is sitting next to them at the table and talking about that past year, what they've accomplished and how they're going to continue to grow with the company. And then we give them an award and we do a personalized presentation to that person highlighting how they've contributed to the organization and where we see them going moving forward.
And so, you know, you're in four or five different markets across the United States. How do you roll all that out so that every person gets a birthday cake? I mean, obviously, it's not just a commitment of money to do that, but somebody has got to coordinate all that. How do you do that internally?
Absolutely. So the way we're doing it now is my assistant helps coordinate all of that. So she keeps us organized, makes sure that everybody gets their birthday gift on the date that they're supposed to. But it's something as we look to scale. So I mentioned we have a little over 330 employees now. as we get bigger and bigger, which we're going to, we are looking at ways that we can continue that tradition, but make it less manual and automate it a little bit more. So finding a partner that can coordinate all those gifts, ship them, package them, and get them to the employees on our behalf, still have that meaningful impact, but take less of the burden off of an individual. And then one other thing that I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about is really core to our culture is that every other Friday we do an all-hands Teams call where it's a video call. And we ask the teams to gather in their office, put the camera on, and just be present. And again, shut the office for 30 minutes, have a little moment of stillness, have a moment of positivity to end their week. And it kicks off where we welcome all new employees, we celebrate promotions, we talk about company announcements or things that are changing, oftentimes in a very positive way. And then the majority of that call is what we call shout outs. And so that's our opportunity. If I've seen something, I shout out an employee, and then we pass it off to anybody in the company to do shout outs. As you can imagine, when we first got started, it was my regional property managers and my RVPs and my corporate support staff were the ones that were doing the majority of the shout outs. And now it's turned into a leasing professional, a maintenance technician, shouting out somebody else, because that is what builds the culture. They understand it. It's a safe place to talk about what's happening and really to recognize people's involvement.
Yeah. And that's such a major step and accomplishment for to that somebody has. You know, typically you think it's going to be the regional managers, the vice presidents that would be doing those things. But from the people, maintenance staff, leasing professionals, managers, assistant managers, feeling comfortable enough to be able in front of everybody on the call to be able to do that. That's amazing.
It's really cool. And oftentimes they'll say, I'm really nervous. This is my first time doing a shout out, but we encourage them because it's amazing when you see other people recognizing their peers and really acknowledging their contributions and what they're giving back to the organization. It breeds that. More and more people want that. You know, the more recognition people get, the more they want. And so the more they're going to continue to give their all to make sure that they continue to do that.
Let's talk a little bit about recruiting. You know, to me, one thing that comes to mind is it might not happen immediately when you start doing this, but as you continue to roll this out and people see and start to, like you mentioned, all the things that are going to happen in 2022, they're going to be bringing people to the company to say, you know, this person is great and they need to work here because they're, you know, they would love to work at this environment. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So I'm going to, you know, give a reference to whenever we get a new lease, you know, there's so much excitement about getting that lease. And then the person moves in and sometimes you see the surveys that say they could care less about me now that I've moved in. So same goes with recruiting, right? So we've done an amazing job. We have a team of three. It will be a team of four next year, recruiting and bringing talent into the organization. But then once they come into the organization, they have to have the same experience that they did on the recruiting end of it. So it's so important to re-recruit your team. Never take for granted somebody that you think is really satisfied in their role. There are opportunities. There are things that can happen that could make them want to leave. And so it's so important for us to constantly re-recruit. And what I mean by that is understanding what their motivations and ambitions are, and having conversations around a stay interview. I'm reading a lot of that on LinkedIn and on different HR forums that it's really important to do a stay interview. To understand, instead of waiting for somebody to give notice and leave and then do the interview, let's talk to employees that we think are highly engaged and are really satisfied and figure out what do we need to do, what opportunities and challenges do we need to provide to you to continue to keep you engaged and get you to stay within the organization.
Yeah, and you know, I'm as most of our listeners know, I'm an old guy, and you know, I can remember times when you went to work for somebody and you never left. You know, you retired there.
Right.
Different. It's a different world now, and so that's something that becomes more and more important. Just to close out the topic, what else would you like to say? Because I want to transition into something else before
sure.
we end.
I think the last point I'd have on this topic is that you have to create that culture of solidarity, and how we put that into play at Western Wealth is we call ourselves the Orange Army. And so that is our solidarity. We all come together working towards the same mission to BSU, to we've got your back, to make sure that we know that it takes a village. And really, it's that Orange Army that really makes it a success.
Well, look, we could talk about this topic and I'm sure we'll talk about other topics because you'll be back on the show again. But I want to transition and talk a little bit about Western Wealth. You've mentioned a lot of things about it, but it's a to me, it's a fascinating thing for a company to start and grow as quickly as the company has. But to do it in the middle of a pandemic is even more more impressive and probably more difficult to do. But talk a little bit about, again, the market you're in, you know, what type of growth you see, and a little bit more about the company.
Sure. So our CEO, when she was starting the company, somebody said to her, "You're either crazy or you're brilliant." And so she and I have both had a couple of laughs saying, I think it's a little bit of both, right? We're definitely a little crazy, and it definitely was brilliant because we are doing great things in our space. And so our organization is a seven-year-old company, Western Wealth Capital, based out of Vancouver, British Columbia. And they owned real estate and used third-party managers up until April of 2020, where we brought management in-house and we created Western Wealth Communities. We are currently in Phoenix, Las Vegas, Dallas, and Houston, always looking for new markets, always looking for deals. We are a very aggressive buyer, as can be referenced from our, you know, atmospheric growth, I could say. We talk about being on the rocket ship, and it certainly is a rocket ship. So you've got to hold on and buckle in.
Yeah. And so if somebody wanted to find out more about the company, wanted to take advantage of some of these great ideas and benefits by going to work for you, how could they do that? How do they reach out?
Absolutely. So you can reach me at jennifer@westernwealthcapital.com. You can also check out our website, westernwealthcommunities.com. We have a large presence on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, and I think that will really give you a flavor into the culture of our organization and what it would be like to work for us. So we're always looking for great talent and would love to connect with anyone and everyone.
Got 1 minute left. I always like to ask our guests, if you can do it in one minute, how'd you get into the business?
Sure. So about 22 years ago, I was in the elevator of the building that I lived in, and I knew that I wanted to quit my job and go back to graduate school. And I saw a flyer that said looking for fun and enthusiastic people looking to save money on their rent. And I thought, bingo, that's for me. Went into the office, got hired on the spot as a leasing professional. And then kept getting promoted into, you know, assistant manager, into manager roles, and then into training and marketing and various other things. I did complete my master's degree in international commerce and policy, but never looked back. This industry had its hooks in me, and here I am.
It's not an uncommon story, I can tell you that. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for being here. Again, I'd love to have you back on the show in the future. And we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.